News release. Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Governor Gretchen Whitmer provided an update on Operation Safe Neighborhoods, a statewide crackdown on crime aimed at reducing gun violence by getting illegal guns off the street and out of the hands of people who cannot legally be in possession of a gun due to prior criminal history. Since the operation began, law enforcement officials have conducted 1,444 check-ins with felony offenders, leading to 186 illegal guns taken off the street before they could be used in commission of a crime. During sweeps, officers have also recovered countless illegal drugs and ammunition. As a mom and former prosecutor, public safety is a top priority for me. Every Michigander in every community deserves to feel safe as they go to work, school, or walk in their neighborhoods, said Governor Whitmer. Today, I am proud to announce that Operation Safe Neighborhoods has taken 186 illegal guns off the street. Together, we have invested over $1 billion in public safety, sent local governments more resources than they have received in decades to hire and support law enforcement officers, and doubled secondary road patrols. Let's keep working with law enforcement and bipartisan state and local officials to make record investments in public safety, reduce crime, and prevent gun violence in Michigan. I have partnered with attorneys general across our country to address the proliferation of illegal firearms and get these weapons off our streets, said Attorney General Nessel. People who circumvent the legal process for obtaining a firearm pose a serious threat to our communities. I will continue to enforce the law and hold criminals accountable. Our mission as a department is creating a safer Michigan, and our field agents play a crucial role in that effort. By partnering with local law enforcement on these targeted actions, we are helping to take guns and drugs off our streets, which means less crime and fewer victims, MDOC Director Heidi Washington said. Our troopers see the deadly results and devastating impact illegal guns have on communities every day, and I commend the Michigan Department of Corrections for their work, stated Col. Joe Gasper, Director of the Michigan State Police. Nearly one in three reported violent crimes in Michigan involve a firearm, and in the first half of 2022, over 450 Michiganders have lost their lives due to gun violence. The new initiative builds on Governor Whitmer's MI Safe Communities program that she launched last summer to invest in local police, get illegal guns off the street, and fund expanded opportunities in jobs, education, and the justice system. About Operation Safe Neighborhoods. Recently, MDOC parole and probation agents teamed with local law enforcement across the state and have been conducting enhanced compliance checks on probationers and parolees who are legally prohibited from possessing a gun. There are roughly 32,000 probationers and 8,500 parolees in the state, of which 20% have been convicted previously of a gun crime. These individuals are supervised by more than 1,000 MDOC parole and probation agents. The plan the department devised and implemented is aimed at the strategic targeting of high-risk individuals who have weapons possession in their criminal history that could be used to commit further crime.